If you're struggling in your career, business, or life, this podcast is for you. 9/11 survivor Ari Schoenbrunn shares inspiring interviews so you too can rise like a phoenix from the ashes to live your best life. Here's your host, Ari.
Welcome to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Schoenbrunn and I'm your host. Before I begin today's episode, I just want to make a couple of announcements. I want to tell you about some of the guests, the upcoming guests that I've got lined up, and I think it's going to blow your mind. First of all, we've got the internationally acclaimed journalist, Rita Cosby, who's going to be joining me on the show. Rita has a radio show now on WABC 770 from 10 p.m. to midnight. She's going to be joining me over the next couple of weeks. In addition, we've got the CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, is going to be joining me as well. And sit down and hold on to your hat for this one. Dr. Julius Irving, Dr. J, is going to be joining me. That's right, Dr. J, one of the all-time greatest basketball players ever to play the game, is going to be joining me. So we've got some great episode, but because I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about some of the things that are going on. I've been hit with a lot of bad news lately. I lost a cousin of mine who was 55 years old, just died of a heart attack. And I have some friends that have lost a child. Just been like one thing after another, and you know, it started to get me down. And as I thought about it, I realized that, well, that's why you started Whispers and Bricks, because you're getting hit with a bunch of bricks now, and you've got to start listening to the whispers again. See what you can do and see what you should be doing. Look, we all know that whatever happens, you know, God rules the world. And, you know, we may not know what he's got in store, but we do know that whatever God does is for the best. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes it takes a little while. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to see it. But we just have to believe, we have to have that faith that God is running the world and he knows what he's doing. And I want to tell you a story about this woman by the name of Susan, who was at the age of 34, she became blind. And due to a medical misdiagnosis, she'd been rendered sightless, and she was suddenly thrown into a world of darkness, anger, frustration, and self-pity. Now, once a fiercely independent woman, Susan now felt condemned by this terrible twist of fate to become a powerless, helpless burden on everyone around her. "How could this have happened to me?" she would plead. Her heart knotted with anger, but no matter how much she cried or ranted or prayed, she knew the painful truth. Her sight was never going to return. A cloud of depression hung over Susan's once optimistic spirit. Just getting through each day was an exercise in frustration and exhaustion, and all she had to cling to was her husband. Mark was an Air Force officer, and he loved Susan with all of his heart. When she first lost her sight, he watched her sink into despair and was determined to help his wife gain the strength and confidence she needed to become independent again. Mark's military background had trained him well to deal with sensitive situations, and yet he knew this was the most difficult battle he would ever face. Finally, Susan felt ready to return to her job. But how would she get there? She used to take the bus, but was now too frightened to get around the city by herself. Mark volunteered to drive her to work each day, even though they worked at opposite ends of the city. At first, this comforted Susan and fulfilled Mark's needs to protect his sightless wife, who was so insecure about performing the slightest task. Soon, however, Mark realized that this arrangement wasn't working. It was hectic and costly. Susan was going to have to start taking the bus again, he admitted to himself. But just the thought of mentioning it to her made him cringe. She was still so fragile, so angry. How would she react? Well, just as Mark predicted, Susan was horrified at the idea of taking the bus again. "I'm blind," she responded bitterly. "How am I supposed to know where I'm going? I feel like you're abandoning me." Mark's heart broke to hear these words, but he knew what had to be done. He promised Susan that each morning and evening he would ride the bus with her for as long as it took, until she got the hang of it. And that is exactly what happened. For 2 solid weeks, Mark, military uniform and all, accompanied Susan to and from work each day. He taught her how to rely on her other senses, specifically her hearing, to determine where she was and how to adapt to her new environment. He helped her befriend the bus drivers who would watch out for her and save her a seat. He made her laugh, even on those not-so-good days when she would trip exiting the bus or drop her briefcase. Each morning they made the journey together, and Mark would take a cab back to his office. Although this routine was even more costly and exhausting than the previous one, Mark knew it was only a matter of time before Susan would be able to ride the bus on her own. He believed in her, in the Susan he used to know before she'd lost her sight, who wasn't afraid of any challenge and who would never, ever quit. Finally, Susan decided that she was ready to try the trip on her own. Monday morning arrived, and before she left, she threw her arms around Mark, her temporary bus riding companion, her husband, and her best friend. Her eyes filled with tears of gratitude for his loyalty, his patience, and his love. She said goodbye, and for the first time, they went their separate ways. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, each day on her own went perfectly, and Susan had never felt better. She was doing it. She was going to work all by herself. On Friday morning, Susan took the bus to work as usual, and she was paying for her fare to exit the bus, and the driver turned to her and said, "Boy, I sure envy you." Susan wasn't sure if the driver was speaking to her or not. After all, who on earth would envy a blind woman who had struggled just to find the courage to live for the past year? Curious, she asked the driver, "Why do you say that you envy me?" The driver responded, "It must feel so good to be taken care of and protected like you are." Susan had no idea what the driver was talking about and asked again, "What do you mean?" The driver answered, "You know, every morning for the past week, a fine-looking gentleman in a military uniform has been standing across the corner, watching you when you get off the bus. He makes sure you cross the street safely, and he watches you until you enter your office building. Then he blows you a kiss, gives you a little salute, and walks away. You are one lucky lady." Tears of happiness poured down Susan's cheeks, for although she couldn't physically see him, she had always felt Mark's presence. She was blessed, so blessed, for he had given her a gift more powerful than sight, a gift she didn't need to see to believe, the gift of love that can bring light where there had been darkness. God watches over us in just the same way. We may not know he is present. We may not be able to see his face, but he is there nonetheless. So just remember, no matter what you're going through, God is always there watching you. And whatever you need, you just need to turn to God and say, "God, please help me." And he will be there to help you. You've been listening to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Shomer and I'm your host. Until next time, listen to the whispers, avoid the bricks, and never, ever give up on your dreams.
So that's it for today's episode of Whispers and Bricks. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 private VIP day with Ari himself. Be sure to head on over to whispersandbrickspodcast.com. and pick up a free copy of Ari's Gift and join us on the next episode.